You've arrived at the 478 Avenue. Christmas arrives Wednesday. So I'd like to reflect on where we are. In many ways, liturgical seasons like Advent and Christmas, they function like diets. In any successful diet, we learn or we relearn how we are to eat healthfully. And then we bring what we learn with us as we leave the diet and return to our daily lives. Just so. Advent wants us to learn or relearn some behavior that will bring us the fuller life. Our word Advent translates the Greek word parousia. It means presence, or more accurately, arrival, the beginning of it. For us, it means God's presence. God's presence just beginning, just arriving. As the season of Advent develops from week to week, the figure of Mary moves more and more to the center of our attention. As in today's gospel, we hear, "Behold, the Virgin will conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. There, her belly thin and bursting with life, Mary shows us completely how the presence of God with us, how it all begins. Mary embodies God's presence in herself. It's in her body, in her life, that she gives divine presence a beginning, gives it earthly shape and form. This is what Advent wants us to learn and take with us. We, like Mary, we too must give a beginning, give earthly shape to God's presence. God becomes uniquely present in the world through each of us, through how we concretely live our lives. It's through our bodies, our decisions, through the particular ways we choose to deal with people. That's how God arrives. That's how God grows in our world. Advent teaches us we will learn to recognize God's real presence only by becoming like Mary. We will know God only as Mary knew God, as the one who comes to us embodied within us, made flesh in our own lives. We have no real living knowledge of God unless and until we become like God, unless and until we bring forth Jesus. God become completely human. God become beautiful. If we do not become like Mary, then all our talk about God and God's love, all our talk about Jesus as Lord, will be just empty words. We won't really know what we're talking about. It will be like talking about fire, never having felt. John Scheffler, he lived in the 17th century in Germany. Listen to what he tells us about ourselves. Christ could be born 1,000 times in Galilee, but all in vain, until he is born in me. Do not seek God in outer space. Your heart is the only place in which to meet him face to face. I am not outside God, and he is not outside me. I am his radiance, and he is my light. So we need that. And we need that in the joyful knowledge. We are full of grace. Truly, the Lord